Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning, my friends. And a big thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And thank you, Oliver's, for sponsoring Wine Wednesday for going on 29 years now. I can't believe it. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. They have two great locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, I was all giddy this morning because I'm driving into the radio station and I get to have my buddy Mike Kobler in here. And I know last weekend he was on the East Coast in New England pouring wine at the Nantucket Wine Festival. And he literally has just gotten off the plane yesterday, I think. And I was all excited because every time I see him, it's just one of those kind of friends that you see him and you're just like, you guys are going 90 miles an hour, talking, catching up about all the things. And I just, I'm so in love with his wine. You know, the first wine of his I ever tried was a Gewurz. And I just went head over heels for it. And then I tried his Viognier and I was like, what is happening here? And for a while, I was always seeing him at our favorite watering hole in Healdsburg. And so we'd saddle up, and I was always drinking like a martini because, you know, hey, I'm at a bar. And then he goes, you know, you've really got to try my Syrah. So I tried a Syrah one time, and I was just like, oh, my God, like everything that comes from his vineyards and his winery is just amazing. So it's a long time coming, and it's a long introduction, but I'm so happy you're here, Mike. Welcome.
Hi, Ziggy. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a good morning. I am just recovered from laryngitis. So I had to have the hot hippie come in and do my show right before Mother's Day. And I'm just coming off the slide from the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience.
I feel you.
It was 11 events in 3 days for me. So luckily my voice is here.
Yeah, I you know, like you said, I've been traveling and it was, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles and boats to get there. And
yes, it was.
3 days of quick work and caught the boats and planes back and had a little rest last night and woke up a little jet lag this morning.
Now, as beautiful as Nantucket is, and it's beautiful. I mean, my daughter grew up doing summers in New England, and she also went to college there. Her godmother is from Rhode Island. So we have spent so many amazing times and memories in New England and in Nantucket. And so as beautiful as that is, though, don't you feel kind of good when you get back to Sonoma County and you just breathe in that air and you're like, I'm home, right?
Well, that. And last night my husband was like, what do you want to do to unwind? And I'm like, I just want to lay by the pool.
Yeah.
So luckily coming home to 85 degrees.
Power lounge.
Yeah.
So talking about your wines, I wanted to do a little bit of a rewind and just talk about when your family planted the vineyards and kind of what has transpired a little bit since then. Because I pass by your vineyards all the time, right on 116 in Sebastopol, and it's so beautiful there where the vineyards are located. But then the wines are so great, but I don't really know the history behind it, and I would love for you to share it.
Yeah. So as it usually goes in the wine industry, somebody's grandparents decided to retire up to Healdsburg.
Right.
So my grandfather and my grandmother decided to retire in the early 80s from was an engineer, and they bought a 12-acre property up off West Rye Creek Road at 81, 82, I believe. And my grandfather was still finishing one last project in Venezuela and literally tasked my grandmother with figuring out how to plant 4 acres of Sauvignon Blanc because everybody else had vineyards around him, but they didn't. So my grandma Nancy went to the JC and did the viticulture classes there, learned about the wine industry and grapes in general. And I cannot remember who she hired. It was 40 years ago, but she had a 4-acre Sauvignon Blanc vineyard planted by the time my grandfather got back from South America.
Wow.
And so that was his retirement. He, you know, he really liked working the land. And so he, you know, nurtured that vineyard up and was selling to Clos du Bois, Geyser Peak, all before they were purchased. So wow. when they were still single wholly owned.
The OG brands.
The OG brands. Then my family and I moved here from Washington, D.C. in 1987.
Okay.
So we lived up in Larkfield. We would spend every weekend up there working the land with my mm-hmm. grandfather. My dad and I and my brother would work in the vineyards. My mom and my sisters would do stuff with my grandmother. Occasionally, at the time, my aunt, my uncle, and their kids lived in San Francisco, so they may come up on a Saturday, and we'd have a big family dinner.
It was really a family affair, you know, from the time your grandparents bought the land, and your grandmother was tasked with getting some vineyards in, which, bless her heart, because now you look at what the family's done with the vineyards and the wines, and it's pretty amazing. Yeah. So if you fast forward to, like, Russian River Valley property.
Yeah.
Right?
So my aunt, my uncle moved up here from San Francisco. And my dad, my uncle, you know, my grandfather was ailing in around 2000. And so it was time for a transition. And Dad and Otto didn't want that property to go to a different, or they knew it was going to go to somebody else, not them. So they decided they wanted to plant their own vineyard. So Otto and Barbara bought the property that actually is right next door to my parents' house on 116.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And planted 4 acres of Syrah back in around 97, 98-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, Marilyn, who owned our home, her husband passed away. And so she said, Mike, you need to buy the house. And my dad said, I can't afford that. And
just imagine nowadays.
Oh, God, no, I'm trying to do the same. So my dad and mom bought the property in 2000, gutted it, refurbished it. And now we have half an acre of vineyard there and half 4 acres of Syrah.
Well, so everything that you guys make, I've noticed, is very limited production. So, you know, when I fell in love with the Gewurz, I'm like, wow, there's not very much of that made. And then the Viognier, I'm like, well, there's not really that much of that made either. And then, of course, you have Chardonnay, you have Pinot Noir, Grenache, which is rock star, and the Syrah, which I'm so in love with. And then Zinfandel, like, how do people come to try your wines? If somebody really wanted to do a tasting, is that possible? Do they go to the estate? Or
so right now we do vineyard tours.
Okay.
Out at the property.
Okay.
And we also do, you know, we do these events, you know, because it's, you know, when you're doing events and getting in front of people, it is like a 15-second sales pitch and trying to get them to do that. But it's when you get in front of the right people.
Right.
So
people want to get the experience. They come out, they can get a vineyard tour, maybe pour them a splash or two of this or that. They get to hear the history and see how beautiful the property is.
Yeah, I was very convincing to my parents a few years ago after, you know, we shut down our tasting room in Healdsburg. So it was right at the pandemic. And so I was like, you know what, let's just focus on the vineyard tours at the property.
I think that's perfect.
And so my parents have done a lot of work on landscaping. We have our old bocce ball court is our chicken coop. And we have
so Sonoma County.
We have very, very fun arguments about whether or not the chickens should be released in the day and let free range, or if we want to clean up their mess.
Aww. Well, it's just been such a pleasure to get to know you over the past bunch of years, and I have always loved your wines, which is why I wanted to talk about it here on Wine Wednesday. I've had Mike Kobler in here this morning on Wine Wednesday. Kobler Estate Vineyards is absolutely spectacular, making very small lots of handcrafted Viognier, Gewurz, Chard, Pinot Noir, some delicious Grenache and Syrah and Zinfandel. And I encourage you to check out their website, which is
Kobler with a K, estatewinery.com.
That's great. And maybe book a vineyard tour if you want to come out for an experience. And you guys can ship to a few states if folks want to try your wine or buy your wine, right?
Absolutely.
Great, great, great. And is there anything you want to say before we wrap up? Any exciting event coming up that anybody can go to that maybe you're pouring out here on the West Coast because you've been doing so much on the East Coast?
We will be pouring at Taste of Sonoma this year.
Oh, great. I'm going to be there.
Yep,
great.
We will be doing
and
that.
And that's Saturday, the 22nd of June, I think.
I do believe so.
Great, great.
And then we will be doing Gay Wine Weekend here.
Oh, fabulous.
With Gary Saperstein from Out in the Vineyard.
I love him so much.
He's a great friend of mine.
Yes, yes. Same, same. All right. Well, that sounds great. Thank you for coming in early this morning, especially after all your travels. Mike Kobler from Kobler Estate Winery. Love, love, love you and your wines. And I look forward to hanging out with you at the events coming up soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Cheers.